Welcome back, everybody. This is another edition of the East Coast Audio. We're bringing the SmackDown recap to you. This was from January 23rd, SmackDown, Friday, January 23rd, 2009. I'm Travis Bryant. I'm here with Bar Dre Purnell. Dre, you ready to do this thing? What's happening?
What's up, everybody? What's up, my man? I'm ready to do this. Let's get this thing cracking. Shouts out to all the fans.
Indeed. So, SmackDown, last show before the Rumble, go-home show. Overall thoughts?
I don't know how you feel, but this night was entertaining to me. It's been an entertaining week of wrestling. ECW wasn't all that great, but TNA wasn't all that bad, and I was pleased with this show as well. I'm going to actually change my grade and give this show a B-. I liked it. I don't know how you felt about it, but let me know. And again, I'll let you know why I liked it during the show.
This was an okay show. You liked it probably, again, a little more than I did. I thought there was probably one standout match. That's always been my beef with the Royal Rumble, just the month leading to the Rumble. Get it? The month leading up in the TV, it's just, you know, you might get, especially in the past, you know, couple years with the brand split, you might get, you know, two feuds per show leading into it instead of, you know, three or four. You know, something like that. It's just not, so matches don't mean a lot, you know, leading up to the Rumble because it's not with people that are within in feuds.
It's not a feud type thing. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
So, I don't know if that's just a mental block on me, but I just always leading up to the Rumble. It just seems not as exciting. I don't know.
But it is what it is. I mean, you're talking about the lead up shows to the actual pay per view, as far as feuds go. But I mean, it is what it is. You know, everybody's so caught up into the Rumble. You know, as it were. So.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a quarter-pitcher Rumble. I mean,
I'm talking about the talent, you know, as far as you said the lack of fuse going in. I said,
right, yeah.
One of those, you know, it is what
yeah,
it is.
I mean, how many matches are there that are not for, you know, titles?
Exactly. I don't think there are any, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I mean, let's think, you know, maybe Regal will get a rematch. Hardy's getting a rematch. Cena's defending, Hardy's defending, and then the Rumble. You know, four matches in the Rumble.
I agree.
Oh, and best defending, five matches in the Rumble.
And all title matches, correct?
That's what I'm, yeah. That's
yeah,
what I'm,
exactly.
But I doubt Regal gets B title. The show today, recording this Saturday evening, show from last night. They opened with basically a video package on I called it the black cloud footage, you know, the past, I didn't call it that, but, you know, the black cloud footage, just all the stuff, the accident, the whatever happened last week, the pyro.
When he got hit with the pyro, I just paid attention Friday. When he got hit with the pyro, it looked like he got shot by a machine gun, though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And then imagine that in slow motion. Last week, they kept playing it in slow motion. Yeah, he was getting shot with, getting banged up. Good editing. I mean, it's just, if you're into it, you're into it. If you're not.
And I definitely am not, because this title reign is a joke, and it's going to, in my opinion, it's going to end Sunday anyway. This is an absolute joke. This gimmick for a title, a world champion, and every week something bad happens to him, and all this is like
Yeah, but you know it's going to pay off to somebody, like you said. There's no.
I think it's Matt Hardy, and if it is Matt Hardy, I am on his bandwagon a little bit, again, a little bit anyway. I think that's what it's going to be, because every time something happens, they don't ask him about when is he going to get his title back. They don't ask him that first. They ask him, what about your brother?
That was one time. That was on Tuesday. That's all.
They did that twice, if I'm not mistaken. They did that. Remember they did that when Grisham and Stryker, and he was in the back, and they were interviewing him from the back? Remember when the accident?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's a rumor, but people think it's Hardy. Some people think it's Christian. We know it's not Edge. I mean, if it's Edge, that's just stupid. It's too obvious for him to be him.
Got to be Christian. Hope they don't get too cute and be pissed that everybody realizes it's Christian and then try to do something like make it Matt Hardy, which would be so corny. Like, whatever.
Why do you think it'd be corny? I mean, the whole gimmick or the whole whatever this whole storyline is corny to begin with. Don't you think putting Matt Hardy would save it a little bit? I mean, just because it's his brother aspect?
Yeah, no. I think that would make it horrible.
It's horrible already to me.
We got to see them feud now, and Matt Hardy's a bad guy.
Well, in my opinion, they should have never went with this storyline to begin with, because it's just, it doesn't, it, you know, I don't...
How do you get Christian in? How do you, and get the title, how do you get the title off of Jeff? And how do you introduce Christian? The storyline does both of those things.